Welcome to our pre-show here, and I'm starting to pre-show off here for a really good reason. I mean, not that we don't have good reasons to be doing the pre-show. A lot of times we don't have a good reason. It's just fucking dead air is what it is. But this pre-show will be by way of explaining some things to you guys who are subscribers to our website. We're going to do a Milwaukee Lion game, and the reason why I'm doing that is because we did a NASCAR race yesterday with Bud and Steve Bozell, and I felt it was a good time to roll out some of our Milwaukee Lion archives for people in terms of like a double block of sports to expose people that are not subscribers to the website to some of the material that is not the radio not the usual radio show. And also, I thought, you know, it was time to give Jack and Brett the light of day, which I think they so richly deserve. Now, I wanted to tell you, to the extent that you're interested, the history of the Milwaukee Lions, why they came about, you know, what the whole thing was about. And originally, when I was a kid, and going way back to the 60s, I was fascinated and remained fascinated throughout my life with the idea of sports franchises, leagues, the competition within, and so forth, and how franchises develop, how teams develop, from the standpoint of not just the players on the field, but also the look of the team, the team's nickname, where the team played, the entity itself. And from a time I was a small kid, growing up in a National Football League city, which was what L.A. was, where we had the L.A. Rams, I was never really much of a Rams fan, first of all because they sucked, but also because I was fascinated with the American Football League, which had just started. I became a San Diego Charger fan, and I was intrigued by the American Football League because not only of its play and its players, but also the different markets that it represented and the teams that it represented. It was a fascination I had as a kid that also was coupled with a real interest I had in newspapers. The way newspapers look, the layout of newspapers, the banner headlines, the logos. I guess you might say that Phil Hendry has always been sort of a brand fan. I mean, whatever looks like an interesting brand, I'm a fan of it, you know, and that's why I spent some time on the show a few years ago talking about products that we use in the house, you know, stuff that we actually buy. Not that I'm a big fan of laundry detergent or anything like that, but it's I think that's where the interest is. Newspapers, sports teams, things like that. Anyway, as life rolled along, along came the Madden game. And I immediately became very interested in the Madden game, especially the PC game. They don't have the PC game anymore. It's all Xbox or whatever the fuck it is. It's, you know, PlayStation. And I just don't have any interest, really, in taking up all that much space in my house for goddamn PlayStation. I understand it's probably gotten really cool, and there's a million fucking ways people can explain this shit to me to tell me how you can really do it. It's really easy. I'm sure it is. But to be honest with you, it's a big fucking waste of time, too. As much as I enjoy the game of football, as much as I think Madden afforded me the opportunity to create this little league, create these teams, and then to put it on our podcast, by the same token, I don't give that much of a shit, and it's a lot of work. But for a while there, back in the early part of 2007, I started experimenting with this league and doing play-by-play. And originally, the Milwaukee Lions were part of a league called the American Football League 2. And the play-by-play guy was Jack Igagdor, and the color commentator was Brett Morrison, and I got little biographical details. The only way you really get biographical details of a character is just by performing the character, and you can gradually, they emerge in your mind. Just who are these guys? What do they look like? And in fact, I can show you what Jack Igagdor looks like if we can. This is Jack Igagdor to my mind. I was looking all through the internet. If you're looking on the webcast right now, which you may be or maybe not, you'll see Jack periodically. He popped up during the Milwaukee Lion podcasts if you were watching the, you know, the video cast. So anyway, Brett Morrison was the former quarterback, and I like the idea of using a real name, not a comic name. I'm not a big fan of comic names per se. Sometimes they work really well. I think they work, like in Jack's case, and sometimes they're just, you know, there's too many of them. But anyway, Brett was a former quarterback and head coach of the Milwaukee Lions, and now he's in the broadcast booth. Sort of the traditional path that a lot of those guys take. And I liked the biggest thing of all, the biggest thing of all that I was attracted to and that I always wanted to do and that I always wanted to hear was a play-by-play guy that took it that extra step where he really just became profane and obscene and angry in the booth. We've heard of homers. We've heard of guys that are hometown guys, hometown kinds of announcers. And I didn't really grow up with many of those guys in L.A. Chick Hearn was the closest, I think, to any real homer kind of a guy that I ever heard. But I wanted a guy that was really going to swear it up and get violent. And that was Jack Igagdaray. Created him to, not only was he swearing and cursing the team out, but he literally picked up the owner of the team and the owner's son and threw them out of the booth. Not just threw them out the door, but threw them out of the opening, out onto the stands many, many times. So in keeping with all of these interests, and with this little Madden game, armed with this little Madden game, I created this and did a season's worth of games, including the preseason, and also kept track, had a whole league schedule so that we could keep track of the other teams and actually, you know, see how the season went. And then we would use Jack.
I'm fucking young, man.
I was up late last night, had a meeting today, had a really good meeting today, but then, you know, you guys don't want to hear about that until I have something to report. But anyway, so what I wanted to do was track this league through a season. And the thought was to do it season after season after season, but it was a bitch. I mean, one game was 5 hours of production time, not just the game, and then going back, editing, laying in things. And it's not the greatest production job in the world, but I think it works, you know. Sounds like a football game. But 5 fucking hours, man. And there were some days when we never got the game done until like midweek. So, you know, the game should have been done on Sunday, and we weren't posting the results till the middle of the week. It got to be too much. But we did have a full season of games, except for the last season, the last game of the season, something fucked up, so we just came up with the storyline that Milwaukee forfeited the game because their field was in shit condition, and it didn't matter because it was against Tampa. Tampa had already clinched their division. Milwaukee wouldn't go anywhere, so, and Jack was probably going to have a fucking heart attack anyway. Nonetheless, if you go to our website, you guys know as subscribers, you know that the archive is there. And what we thought we would do today is lay out there for public consumption one of the games minus the post game, but we will include the pregame and the game itself from the 2012 season of the Milwaukee Lions. And that's pretty much the story there, other than to say that you know, it's not out of the question that we'll start the Milwaukee Lions again, but it's going to have to be a process that's a lot easier and a little bit more, I don't know, just a smoother production process than what we were doing, because fucking brutal, man. This 2012 season is, as you know, if you've looked, it's in our archives. The season wound up with the Lions losing, I think, 14 games. I think they won 2, lost 14. They were fucking terrible. And their head coach got fired. As a matter of fact, in this particular game, you'll hear, I think we announced that the coach, Jersey Jeffries, will be signed. He'll get a contract extension. That's not how it wound up. Jersey wound up getting fired, and some new dandy fucking prima donna coach came in, and everybody hated him. The owner of the team, Edna Gerber, is based upon an idea that I had a few years ago of it would have been a good TV show. And I know that we've had, you know, television shows around football teams. This was going to be the mother inherits the team and is constantly in the locker room wondering why they can't win football games. And this was an idea that I had around a team that, you know, had this owner. But anyway, be that as it may, sit back, relax. Whatever. What you'll see visually in the video cast will simply be a series of slides, football-related slides that you may recall from the days when we did the Milwaukee Lions. And like I said, we haven't ruled out the Lions coming back, but we have to figure a way, an easier way of doing them, if you'll pardon the expression, doing them. So let's get this motherfucker going. You will hear the game. You will see the slides. You will be a part of... this is one for everybody out there in freebie and freeloader land.